This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. The eighth caliph of the Umayyad dynasty, al-Khilafa al-Umawiyya, was by the name of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, one of the most righteous people that this Ummah has seen after the Sahaba. His mother was the granddaughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. So he was the Khalifa for a very short period of time. But during his reign, he was righteous and he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took his responsibility very seriously. So one day there was a messenger that came from one of his governors to bring official news and an official report from one of the states or provinces. And so when the man came in, he started to deliver his report, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz started to listen and ask questions. How are the people? How are their what's their situation? How are the poor people? How are they doing? And after the report was finished, this man said, وكيف أنت يا أمير المؤمنين؟ And how are you, O leader of the believers? A title used for the caliphs. Right when the man said that, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz extinguished the candle that was in front of him, and he ordered one of his servants to bring another candle, and it was lit. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, now you may ask whatever you'd like to ask. So the man said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why did you extinguish this candle and proceed to light another candle? And he said, the first candle was the candle that was paid for by the treasury that belongs to the Bayt al-Mal. It's the mal of the Muslims. It's the money that of the public wealth fund that Muslims have donated to. And so when we were talking about official business, it is okay for me to use that candle. But when you proceeded to talk about or ask about my affairs and how I am, how's my family, how's my health, that question now has moved to a personal nature. So it is not allowed for me to use the wealth, the public wealth fund of the Muslims to indulge in a question about my personal matter. But this candle is my candle that I purchased myself. Brothers and sisters, personal accountability, holding oneself accountable, is one of, it is, you could say, is the bedrock of Islam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that on the Day of Judgment, no servant shall move, their feet will not move on the Day of Judgment until they are asked the following things. حَتَّى يُسْأَلْ عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهِ They will be asked on the Day of Judgment about how did they live their life? How did they spend their life? وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ فِيمَا فَعَلَ فِيهِ And the knowledge that you learned, and how did you implement that knowledge? وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهِ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهِ And the wealth that they earned, how did they earn it, and how did they spend it? And finally, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَى And the body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, and how did you use this? Allah tells us in the Quran, reminds us about how important it is to hold ourselves accountable. Allah says at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in the earth. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ If you are to expose what you conceal in your hearts, or you are to keep it hidden inside your heart, in other words, your thoughts. So if your thoughts are going to be held accountable, يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ If Allah will hold you accountable by what you have thought and what you have concealed, then don't you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for the things that you openly say and openly do? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is Al-Hasib, the one who holds people accountable. أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ To Allah belongs the dominion and the judgment. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ And He is the swiftest to hold people to account. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. Allah also tells us in the Qur'an, يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ On that day, on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects all of them and brings them to Him, jami'an, all of them, فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا, and Allah will tell you about what you have done. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, Allah will literally enumerate and tell you one thing at a time. What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? وَنَسُوهُ, even though the people have already forgotten. You probably already forgot what you ate for breakfast. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you exactly what you did. In fact, the way how the question goes, accountability on the Day of Judgment happens, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, did you do it? And why did you do it? There is no argumentation with Allah on the Day of Judgment. In fact, one of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man nuqish, or man naqish udhib." Whoever tries to debate with Allah, but I didn't, that person will be punished on the spot. Because there's no reason for a person to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be brought forth in front of you, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to holding yourself accountable, it begins by imagining yourself. And the other day I saw this YouTube video of some brothers in France. They were demonstrating. They were demonstrating of how to wash a body to prepare them for funeral. And normally when these kind of classes take place, they usually have like some sort of dummy doll or something for demonstration, right? They're obviously not going to use a cadaver. But usually they use like a dummy doll to simulate the washing process. Except that in this video, it was an actual brother who was alive volunteering on the table. You know how powerful that is? Try it one day. Go lay on that table and see what it feels like. Ask yourself, as I was watching that brother laying on the table, fully alive, but he was mimicking the movement, having, you know, pretty much being like a corpse, it will send a chill down your spine where you have to ask yourself, does your soul need to see yourself in that position? And then you realize, oh, it is too late. It is too late. Ibrahim al-Taymi, he one time said, when it comes to holding oneself accountable, he said, I imagined that I was in Jannah. I pictured myself in Jannah. I was eating and drinking and enjoying myself. And I loved what I saw. And then I imagined myself in Jahannam, eating from a zakkum, from the tree of hellfire that grows from the bottom part of hellfire. I was imagining myself being punished with salasil, with chains, and drinking from boiling foul liquid as punishment. And then I asked myself, which one do I want? Which one does my soul crave for? And then when I open my eyes, I say to myself, now is the chance. Now is the chance for you to act. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. A companion by the name of Handala came and he was going through some crisis of faith. And he felt that whenever he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt that his iman was high. And whenever he was away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his family, with his children, in his business, worldly affairs, he felt that his iman was going down, which is a normal thing. And so he said to himself, نافق حنظلة. حنظلة has become a hypocrite. Now I want you to think about, this is the way of the companions versus today, where we are told that any sort of negative talk, they classify as negative talk to yourself, is so horrible to your self-esteem. And that usually is very different from what we're talking about here. Because that kind of negative talk that damages your self-esteem is focusing on what other people think about you. Whereas Islam focuses on what does Allah think about you. And so if it means that you need to crush your ego and to submit yourself so that you can hold yourself accountable, by all means. So he went to Abu Bakr and he said, "This is how I feel. I feel that my iman is going down. I'm afraid that have I become a hypocrite?" So they went to the Prophet ﷺ and they described their situation. And they said, "Messenger of Allah, we feel that iman is high, but when we're with you, our iman is low." So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, that if you were to maintain the same level of iman with me and then with your family, the angels will come to you and shake your hands, even if you're laying down in your bed, even if you're in the streets. وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْضَلَ سَاعَةً وَسَاعَةً. But oh Hamdallah, 1 hour at a time, one time period at a time. And the scholars, they describe what this means, sa'a fa sa'a. It means that you have a time for your worldly affairs, and then you dedicate a specific time for self-reflection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first step, to dedicate time for yourself. Brothers and sisters, whenever you see someone doing something wrong, it is important, especially in this time and age where people have now redefined what is right and wrong. Something that is clearly wrong, they will say, "No, it's not really wrong. You don't know what's in their heart." When you see something wrong, it is important that you acknowledge, "Oh, that's not okay." But don't let it go past where you start saying, "Oh, that person's a horrible person." Malik bin Dinar, he advises us on how to deal with this. And he says that when you see something going on, you remind yourself and you say, "Am I not the person that has done this sin? Didn't I do that sin? Didn't I do that sin?" So instead of focusing on what other people are doing, you immediately humble yourself and you say, "I'm pretty sure that that brother has not committed the sin that I have committed." And when you do that, your attention immediately focuses on, "How can I rectify this? How can I improve my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" One of the scholars of the past, he was walking through the marketplace and he heard someone yelling and screaming and calling people, buyers, to his area, to his stall. So that man was saying, "Have mercy on the man whose capital, yani his wealth, ras mali, is literally melting away. Have mercy on the person whose capital wealth is literally going away as we speak." And in another narration, this man was saying, "Oh people, I am selling you time." So he's like, "What is this?" So he went and he saw that this person was selling ice. And if you think about it, the minute that ice block melts, his product is gone. Allah tells us in the Quran, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr." But Allah swears by time. Verily, humanity is at a loss. Perpetual loss. Except those who do what? Who do good deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who believe and do good deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And they enjoin one another upon the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they enjoin each other, encourage one another to be patient. And I want to end off with a poem in Arabic, and I will translate it for you. And it has a, for those who understand Arabic, it will have a very special punch in the meaning because you're hearing it in the original language. This poem says, تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن ليل هل تعيش إلى الفجر فكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسامهم ظلمة القبر وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة القدر وكم من صحيح مات من غير علة وكم من عليل عاش حينا من الدهر. Equip yourself with piety, for you do not know when the night comes whether you will live by the time Fajr comes. How many young men, how many young people have been laughing day and night when their burial shroud has been sown for them? How often do people hope for a long life for young people when their bodies have been interred into the grave of darkness? How many brides have been adorned and beautified for their grooms when it was decreed on Laylatul Qadr that their souls would be taken? How many healthy people have died for no reason? And how many sick people have lived for a very long time? Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina 'adhaban nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. أقم الصلاة.